Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCA-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI, taking your calls, your questions, your comments. So this next one doesn't want, by the way, we would really love for you guys to come on air. I love talking to you guys on air, but I get some of you guys are a little radio shy. So one wants to ask about how serious are we looking at in terms of World War III and Ukraine? And maybe I've been saying World War III too often. I know a lot of us are using the term World War III. But I think what probably is a much more, we aren't really necessarily going to call it, if we're in it, we're not going to be calling it, oh, we're in World War III. Everybody, we're right now in World War III. What's going to happen is in the day and now, it's going to be called the conflict. It's going to be called a world conflict or a conflict between Russian forces and their allies and America and the European Union. Now, I'm not saying we're in World War III. We're not right now. No, I mean, where a World War, because yeah, what is the definition of World War III? Okay, but when you look at what happened in World War I or World War II, you're like, oh my God. We hope nothing ever, hits that person. That is where there are thousands upon thousands and millions of people died and injured and, you know, countries destroyed and needing to rebuild. And I mean, you know, but where I define a world war is when you have multiple countries involved in the conflict. That's my definition. Multiple casualties, it going on for an extended period of time. And where the world starts to become divided. Now, mind you, there have been countries that have been able to get through, you know, World War I and World War II unscathed, where they just like, you know, we're just going to watch what happens in Europe. We're going to watch what happens in the Pacific. We're going to lay low. But we all do become affected, just like we're seeing right now with the gas prices and the fuel prices. This conflict going on with Russia and Ukraine, before America even made a decision to ban imports coming from Russia, especially gas, our prices are already starting to go through the roof. Now, mind you, there's a lot of factors for that. COVID, you know, the lack of this administration's excitement for, you know, domestic production. But I'm honest with you guys, in my area, the spikes, I mean, it spiked faster than I ever saw, and that was around the time of the Ukraine-Russian conflict. Because once something changes things, once something changes the balance, it affects the world. So this is affecting the world. Now, it doesn't mean necessarily we're in a world war. World war means you have multiple countries involved in the conflict. Now, we know that Russia has been getting help from China, maybe not military help, but money help. In fact, they even helped decide what day would be more advantageous for it to begin as China had asked them to wait until after the Olympics. They didn't wait until after the Paralympics, though. We know that Putin has been, I think, asking Syria, volunteers in Syria to help them. So any of Russia's former allies are going to be drawn into this, Belarus. And then those against are going to probably need to ally up as well. Ukraine has been begging for help. I mean, Zelensky keeps begging for help. He's showing, you know, the videos of the damaged hospital buildings, windows blown out, you know, car park covered in rubble. you know, the death and the destruction. And he has been begging for help. And, you know, we're all like, oh, my gosh, you know, wow. You know, I can't believe how good the Russians are doing. You know, they're we really admire them. They don't need our admiration. They need help. They need money. I have a Facebook fundraiser for the Ukrainian Red Cross, American Red Cross. You could donate directly to them as well, but I'll put the links up. UNICEF is collecting for them. Save the Children. But Zelensky has said we need help, and there's been this back and forth where Poland wants to help because they're getting all these refugees, which, by the way, that's how other countries get involved. Now Poland is taking all these refugees. In World War II, people fled. Germany and Austria went to Poland. My family in Poland said, hey, guys, come here. It's safer. The family that fled to Palestine, which later became Israel, lived. The family that fled and evacuated to Poland got slaughtered when the Nazis entered and took over Poland. Now, I'm hoping that doesn't happen with Russia, but Poland is now involved, whether they want to be or not, because they have to take in refugees. So now they have to, which is going to hurt their economy if they have all these social programs and socialization and where they have to feed them, clothe them, house them, give them food. Now Poland is in trouble. Poland is asking for help. So Poland went to U.S. saying, look, okay, so we don't get in trouble with Russia giving them MiG-29s. Can you do it? And America said that won't work. So Vladimir Zelensky told the U.S. and Poland to stop ping-ponging and send the warplanes. He said, listen, we have a war. We do not have time for all these signals. This is not ping-pong. This is about human lives. We ask once again, solve it faster. Do not shift the responsibility. Send us planes. Now, who's going to save the day? Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is barely going down there. Seeing how the U.S. could support. See, it's like nobody wants to, you know, get their hands dirty. But we're involved already. That's, and again, I'm not saying, you know, to risk our soldiers' lives. You know, but we have to in the guise of, oh, okay, well, we don't want to tick off Putin. We're already involved. If we are friends with Poland, and Poland is, you know, NATO, a NATO ally, and Poland is needing help, and then we're involved. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. All right, this is cool, guys. Oh, my gosh. I'm actually upset, but I got to, all right. Man, I wish I would have told you guys about this sooner. This is so frustrating. Okay. I know. It's my fault. You know, it's just, listen, don't wait for me to give you the news. If there's other news, go and get your news. Don't wait for me, okay? Just don't wait for me. Because by the time I figure it out, it's, all right. So, all this time, for 2 years, my phone wouldn't recognize me. My phone doesn't recognize me. If I'm wearing a mask. So I smile. I try to turn the mask, turn the face. I might bring my mask down so my phone recognizes me. So I just keep putting in my passcode. Apparently our phones have been able to identify us even with the masks. If you had a special type of phone. I guess, now, I have, I think, the iPhone 12. So the iPhone 12 all this time has and the ability to add an alternate appearance where you go into your settings and you go to the Face ID, and then you could also, I guess, have a picture of you in the mask. I haven't done this yet. Oh, my gosh, 2 years of masks, only now I figured this out. I got carpal tunnel and Aquarian's tenosynovitis by having a texting thumb because I've been keeping on putting in my number because my phone won't work because I wear a mask. Well, apparently you could do your you know, mask photo. Do you guys smile when you do your Face ID? You shouldn't. You shouldn't smile when you do your iPhone Face ID because most of the time you're not smiling. You know, you're like, where are my kids? Go to get my phone. I'm like, oh, man, I got to yell at Corey. And I phone was phone. So, honestly, my phone was like, I mean, I think the face I need to do is like, that's how I am. It's like, oh, my gosh, it's time for me to do my Wordle. You know, I mean, you have different expressions. For some reason, the phone has the AI smart enough for that. But you've been able to, on your fancier iPhones and not sure about the other ones, be able to do that with a mask. Well, now iPhone users are going to be able to do that, I believe, just with an update. So hold on a second. Let me get this because this is cool. You're also going to have emojis of pregnant men. So a lot of you guys, you know, you do food babies or some of you, you know, are considering having a baby and you're male. Fine by me. So they're going to now let you. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Let me go. So we got real cool emojis. This is going to be the iOS 15.4 update. I'm not on all the other updates you guys are. I don't get that. I will post that, you know, oh, this Saturday night there's going to be an update. So I'm like, ooh, I'll do my hair and makeup. I got big plans this Saturday night. And then a lot of you guys are on Facebook going, girl, that was 3 weeks ago. So I don't know why I'm so behind on my updates. I don't get it, but I am. So for those of you ready for the iOS 15.4 update, you are going to now be able to unlock your smartphone while wearing a mask. Oh, my God, too little, too late. We don't wear masks anymore in my area. We also have 37 new emojis, pregnant man, motorcycle tire, a slide, a disco ball. I love disco. Disco, disco duck. I want to be a disco duck. That's not even the song. That's Macho Man. Oh, disco, disco duck. There we go. Okay, thank you. Hey, brain fog, brain shrinkage from COVID. Put it all together. A troll with a club is also going to be there, coral. So for those of us going scuba diving or going snorkeling, we can now put a little coral. Kidney beans. Not sure why anybody would have to emoji kidney beans. We have that. Low battery, I think, is fantastic. So I sometimes want to hang up with my mom. And when I tell her my battery's low, she doesn't believe it. So I think I want to give her something visual. So I want to give her this little visual thing that it's, oh man, see mom, that's what my battery looks like. Because there is nothing that I have noticed in modern times that gets us nervous and anxious on a multi-day, multi-week level than seeing the battery run low and getting that low battery warning. It just does, because you're like, oh, man, I'm not going to have my phone, and they're not going to get calls, and the kids won't reach me, and then, you know, yeah. So I think my husband's been telling me he has low battery and doesn't. Like, oh, honey, my battery's low, so I got to get off the phone. Oh, really? Well, you can text? No, that leaves the battery, too. Do that all the time. I know he does it. He's like, all right, honey, I want to talk to you about this. I think, you know, you going bra shopping was the most fantastic. I mean, I really want to hear, you know, about how Victoria's Secret now has bigger sizes, you know, for double Ds. It's a fascinating topic, but my battery's low. So can we talk about this at home? I go, okay. Okay, I think they're waiting. There's something else I have to tell you. My battery's low. Bye. So it just doesn't work. All right, there is a new gender-neutral voice for the smart assistant Siri. It's called Quinn. I love that name, Quinn. And it was recorded by a member of the LGBTQ+ community. Apple's confirmation allows the unveiling of new products on Tuesday, including the third generation phone on its quote-unquote budget iPhone SE line. Did you know their budget phone is $429? Budget, that's not a budget. The availability of this was quietly announced by Apple in a press release for the new green versions of the iPhone 13. Are you kidding me? There's a 13. I just got my 12. I don't get that. iOS 15.4 will be available as a free software update starting next week. The firm says right at the bottom of the release, they did not reveal what date. Okay, so unlock without a mask. 2 years since the pandemic, Apple is finally allowing us to unlock our iPhone with Face ID when wearing a face mask. Now, what they're saying is rather than doing a new picture, my guess is they are able to recognize around the eyes. They say, according to the Florida-based user Brandon Butch, who posted screenshots of the feature, you tap Face ID, and then there's a Face ID with a mask. And then I don't think you have to take a separate picture. I think it's going to just figure it out. Now, with this, you also have lip biting. I love a biting lip emoji. I'm going to use that too. So anyway, there's all these new emojis, and that's all fantastic and stuff. But the reason why I bring this all up is, where is this technology going? If your phone could recognize you just based on the eyes. Now, I'm sure they're like, okay, well, her makeup's always messed up. She gets foundation on her eyelashes. This has got to be Dolly, and nobody else puts makeup on that badly. Okay, I think a kindergartner would be able to figure that out over my iPhone. But these nuances in our face, our facial recognition, this is getting very Star Trek-y or very, you know, very kind of futuristic. And, you know, is this the safest thing for us? I think it's cool that I could pick up a phone and go, you know, and it's like, hey, it's Dahlia. Yeah, that's cool. It makes it convenient. But under the guise of convenience, under the guise of things being easier on you, are we really sacrificing our privacy? Are we sacrificing our ability to defend ourselves later? I mean, look at these deep fake videos. Everybody's saying you got to be careful with what you see with the war, you know, because there's these videos being made and we don't know if they're real. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what I'm seeing now. You know, people have been really, really shocked that one video of, I guess, Tom Cruise. And they go through this whole thing, you think you're watching Tom Cruise, and Tom Cruise, that wasn't him. That was like a deep fake video. We are able to do things, and then if somebody goes, well, how you could tell, you know, if something's fake, is we could, you know, scan the retina, or we could whatever. What if this sort of stuff, it's all on computers, it's all in servers, it's on the cloud. I just don't know. I mean, every day I look at my phone. What is it recording? What is it keeping? You know, it listens. How many times have I gone on Facebook and then all of a sudden you see these ads, you know, for Double D bras? And I'm like, wait a second. I wasn't looking for bras on Facebook. Why is that ad popping up? Well, because they heard me talk to my husband about it. Well, who heard me? My phone? The cat? Who heard me? It wasn't my husband because he's not listening. He's trying to tell me he has low battery, even though it's like 8 a.m. we're being watched all the time. We're being recorded. We're being profiled. And we let it happen. If some of you go, all right, Dahlia, well, fine. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to throw away your phone? Are you going to go to a flip phone? I don't know. I mean, I miss my flip phone, but I love using my phone. I love that I can FaceTime the kids. You know, I'll FaceTime my friends, and like, I'm in the potty. And I'm like, oh, God, no, go to voice, go to voice. I don't want to see that. I mean, I think it's really, really cool that you could be across the United States and do what you could do with your phone and your family, but at what cost? 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The House and the Senate struck a bipartisan deal on a massive bill this morning to fund the federal government through September and provide nearly $14 billion in aid for Ukraine. The House is expected to vote on the $1.5 trillion package with a possible vote in the Senate by the end of the week. Also in the bill, allocations for $15.6 billion for the COVID pandemic response domestically and abroad. After Russia promised another ceasefire, residents in the southern port city of Mariupol once again saw their hopes dashed after Ukrainian officials accused Russia of shelling the evacuation route. The city council said Russian airstrikes destroyed a children and maternity hospital, and video on the Post shows a burned building, missing windows, surrounded by piles of debris. President Zelensky also tweeted a video of what he said was a maternity ward hit by the strikes. This is USA Radio News. Premier Jason Kenney of Alberta, Canada, is calling for construction to resume on the Keystone XL pipeline backed by former President Donald Trump in order to replace Russian oil imports in North America. He said if President Biden had not vetoed the project, it would be done this year. 84,000 barrels of Democratic energy that could have displaced the 6,000-plus barrels of Russian conflict oil that's filled with the blood of Ukrainians. And the Florida Senate passed the Parental Rights in Education Bill, which would forbid educators to teach gender ideology to students from kindergarten to third grade. The bill would also require schools to notify parents about changes in their children's mental well-being and empower the parents to sue schools that go against the new legislation. And gas prices are up 8 cents just from yesterday. AAA showing the national average is $4.25 a gallon, setting a new record. And the pain at the pump is expected to get worse now that President Biden has banned imports of Russian oil. This is USA Radio News.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is fascinating. The ship Endurance sank back in 1915, 107 years ago, near Antarctica. It's been found. The vessel was crushed by ice and sank near the southernmost continent. The Falklands Maritime Heritage Trust confirmed that the search expedition, known as Endurance 22, located the wreck of the Endurance at nearly 10,000 feet underwater in the Weddell Sea, located east of the Antarctic Peninsula. A team of researchers, technicians, and others worked from a South African vessel, and my guess is it's pretty damn conserved if it was in cold, you know, ice water. They say, we are overwhelmed by our good fortune in having located and captured images of Endurance. They said, this is by far the finest wood shipwreck I've ever seen. It is upright, well proud of the seabed, intact, and a brilliant state of preservation. You can even see Endurance arced across the stern, directly below the taffrail. This is a milestone in polar history. It blows your mind. I mean, it looks, doesn't look over 100 years old. And it's funny because you see jellyfish around there. So you see jellyfish swimming around it in the picture. Man, if we get more pictures, I will post them because I want you to see this. I just love, you know, things from history being found and wrecks and, you know, being able to. Anyway, John Shears, the expedition leader, said in a news release that the team successfully completed the world's most challenging shipwreck search. The Endurance sank back in 1915 after it was trapped in dense pack ice. 28 men on board had to abandon the ship. I believe they all lived. And Shackletown was able to organize a rescue of the men after he and a smaller group reached South Georgia. Wow. The ship was found approximately 4 miles south of the last location recorded for the vessel by Frank Worsley. Frank Worsley was a former captain of the Endurance. It was found on Saturday, the 100th anniversary of Shackletown's funeral, after more than 2 weeks of searching. The search for the wreck cost about $10 million, according to the New York Times. The funding was provided by an anonymous donor. The ship is currently protected as a historic site under the Antarctic Treaty, an agreement originally signed in 1959 by 12 countries. Just fantastic. If I could tell you much, you see the... You see the bridge, and then you see the wheel. Is it the ship's wheel, right? You know, yeah, you see that. And then, the wood is really well preserved. This just blows my mind. Antarctica is beautiful. A friend of mine had just gone there. That's definitely on my bucket list. All right. So in current times, what is going on with our ships and, you know, what sort of big dilemmas are they dealing with? COVID vaccine mandates. far cry. I wonder what people are going to think 100 years from now, looking back at what happened in the 2020s. But the Navy apparently is refusing to deploy a multi-billion dollar guided missile destroyer because everybody is hung up on the vaccine mandate. Currently, an unnamed warship is docked and out of commission on the East Coast, not because it's damaged, but because the Navy commander refuses to get the COVID vaccine for religious reasons. Last month, the judge ruled that the Navy cannot remove the officer from his post. So now we have an ongoing legal battle. And the funny thing is, come on, people. If he hasn't gotten COVID in 2 years, well, he could spread COVID on the ship. So can vaccinated people. I mean, look at what happened, you know, with the Olympics in Beijing. They had a bubble. They only let people, you know, in who are vaccinated. Then they tested everybody, and they still had a COVID. COVID's outsmarting us. Let the military do what they need to do. They say an ongoing legal battle between the U.S. Department of Defense and the unnamed officer has left the battleship docked and unable to deploy. Officials from the military branch took look to nix the servicemen for the refusal. I don't think they really want to. I don't think most of the people in the military want to, but they have to go by the orders of the president. A federal judge recent ruling said you can't fire him on religious grounds. So now the case is a part of a class action suit filed in Florida federal court late last year, alleging service members' rights are being infringed upon due to military branches' COVID vaccine mandates. And yeah, remember I told you that if you're going to have a mandate, first of all, you can't have a mandate. I think it's unconstitutional. But there has to always be an out. Somebody's sick, somebody has a side effect, religious reasons. And people keep asking, what are the religious reasons? What's the, you know, well, because some of these vaccines have that link to the HEC 27, I have to remember which cell line, which came from a 1970s aborted fetus. Now, that's usually more relative to the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca vaccines because of the adenovirus vector. But they say that Moderna and Pfizer shots might have been tested on cell lines not used for the development, but tested on cell lines that had to do with these cell lines that have grown from a fetus and fetal tissue from a 1970s aborted baby. And so most religious groups say, look, this isn't us. We're not telling people to not vaccinate. Most religions tell people to vaccinate. But I get that people have concerns, and they have their right to, you know. And I mean, you know, if people think, look, God gave me this immune system, and I want to work with what God gave me, and I don't want to interrupt it, do they have a right to do that? As a doctor, I think they have a right. They might be putting themselves at risk for COVID, but they have a right. So the case is part of a class action lawsuit filed in Florida federal court late last year. It alleges service members' rights are being infringed upon due to military branches' COVID vaccine mandates. They were denied religious exemption requests. According to court documents filed in federal court last month, the officer was reprimanded by superiors after refusing to get the vaccine and reporting to work on the unnamed destroyer. Now, the destroyer is in Norfolk, Virginia. Navy officials allege that the commander reported to work while sick, putting dozens of the ship's crew at risk, and that the officer also failed to report he was traveling outside the ship while experiencing symptoms synonymous with the virus. Navy brass denied the officer's request for a religious exemption, court filings show, and sought to have him dismissed from command on the ship. The serviceman subsequently sued the Department of Defense and President Biden, along with nearly three dozen other unnamed soldiers, in a civil suit that alleges the soldiers' constitutional rights were infringed upon due to religious exemption denials. So Navy SEALs have been fired. I mean, what are we doing here? We're about to enter possibly a world conflict, and you're really going to screw around with the vaccine? And you know, the proponents of the mandate say, but yeah, but if he's not vaccinated, he's going to spread COVID. We have evidence. We have scientific studies that vaccinated people can spread it too. So that point is moot. The only thing I will buy is that somebody who's unvaccinated, even though the studies have said the viral loads are the same, I will be open to a study that says it looks like the viral loads might be more in an unvaccinated person. I could be convinced of that, but we do have a study out there saying, the viral loads were identical. Identical. So, you're firing somebody who is standing next to somebody else who could be spreading it just as much, and that person has a vaccine. Makes no sense. Religious objections to the vaccine have got to be protected by the federal law. And that's why the federal judge ruled that they couldn't remove the officer. So there's an injunction now. And so the ship won't move. And, we're about to enter a war possibly with Russia. We got to figure this out, people. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So arrests have been made in relation to the school shooting that happened in Iowa, and authorities have arrested six teenagers, including a 14-year-old, in a shooting outside a school that killed a 15-year-old boy and seriously wounded two teenage girls. This happened in Des Moines. The suspects are all charged with first-degree murder and two counts of attempted murder. In the Monday afternoon shooting on the grounds of East High School near Des Moines downtown, about a half mile from the Capitol. Police said gunshots fired outside the school came from several shooters from multiple vehicles. Those arrested range age 14 to 17. Police said in a Facebook post that the 15-year-old killed was not a student at the school, but was the intended target of the drive-by shooting. The other two shot were females aged 16 and 18 who both attend the school. They were just bystanders caught in the shooting. Police said the 16-year-old girl remained hospitalized in serious condition. The 18-year-old is in critical condition.
Sergeant Paul Parizek told KCCI-TV that calls started pouring in around 2:50 p.m., shortly before classes were scheduled to be dismissed. The district sent a news release that the school was immediately put into lockdown. Students kept inside while police investigated, and then they were able to go home at about 3:30 p.m. when law enforcement gave the all clear. Not sure what happened. Postponing the ACT. It is postponing parent-teacher conferences. There's also grief counselors available. And it's just frustrating that you can't be standing by a school waiting for the bus, waiting to get picked up, and then sadly, drive-by shootings, people getting killed and shot. Now, California officials have raided three preschools. Now, whoa. When I saw this headline, I'm like, California officials have raided three preschools. Why? Because of child molesters? Because of violence? Because of... why did California officials raid three preschools? You know why they raided them? We're being told. Because the 2 to 4-year-olds were not forced to wear masks. These preschools were raided. Can you imagine what these kids must be thinking? San Diego parents are furious. And in fact, these kids, these toddlers, little kids, pre-K, were interrogated about the mask policies. California regulators, according to Daily Mail, raided three preschools and individually questioned children as young as 2. This happened in January after the facility's owner refused to make children as young as 2 wear face masks. This is in violation of the state school mask mandate. Parents are ticked. One said they were frustrated, angry, aghast, and confused. That's a very cleaned up version of how ticked off they were. Officials with the California Department of Social Services questioned toddlers at 3 Aspen Leaf preschool locations in San Diego, pressed them about school's COVID protocols. This is according to the Voice of San Diego. All students are required to wear a mask, but not eating or sleeping per California Department of Public Health rules. Do any of these people making these rules, have any of them had a 2-year-old? We call it the terrible twos for a reason. It's not that these kids are evil when they're 2. It's just that's when 2-year-olds start to realize that they are an independent entity. As babies, they're all extensions of mommy. And mind you, even at 2 years old, they still want mommy or daddy, or they still want a parent. But that's when 2-year-olds are like, I got this. I don't need another human being wiping my face. Ooh, 2-year-olds hate having their faces touched and you clean their mouths. I'm like, but it's dirty and you got boogie on your nose. Let mommy clean. Nah. They also are able to talk and communicate back. So you have now a child who for the longest time, all they could do is, wah, you know, to try to get mom to understand what it is. And now they have a vocabulary and they could say no. Eat your peas. You eat your peas. No. Kid doesn't want to eat his peas. He now has the tools. He now has the equipment to tell mama no. Now, they don't know how to say hell no. They don't learn that word till they're preteens or in high school. But they learn no. And the reason why the twos are known as the terrible twos is you as a parent, you're like, oh my gosh, my baby who thought I was a goddess, I could do no wrong, would do whatever I say, now they are back-talking me? They're telling me no? That, you know, and you're like, wait a second here, I'm mama. Anything mama says, it should be yes, ma'am. And how fast do you want me to eat the peas, Mom? That's not what we get. Now that my kids are 22 and 19, I get the exhale. Can one of you help me with the garbage? I don't even get now back talk. See, because I taught them, they're not allowed to back talk me. So what do they do? They do exhale. Oh, God. And they do the whisper, the subtle whisper. They give me a look like mommy's crazy. Like I told you to take out the garbage. It does take an act of Congress. So I don't think it's the terrible twos. I think it's the terrible two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, all the way up. But that's why it's the terrible twos. These kids don't want their faces touched. So you're telling me that now you as a preschool teacher, you all of a sudden are gifted with the ability to get a two-year-old who is now 24 months out of the uterus to listen to you when it comes to keeping something on the face? I mean, they got bigger fish to fry arguing with a kid to put something on their face that they're not going to keep on their face. It's almost better to go, okay, guys, you know, we're going to social distance, or maybe we'll learn how to wash our hands, or honestly, and if a kid is actively sick, they shouldn't be there. A community care licensing division of the CDSS later issued Aspen Leaf Preschool a Type A citation, meaning that it poses an immediate risk to child health or safety. Why? Because it refused to enforce the state's mask mandate. Aspen Leaf Preschool's owner, Howard Wu, wrote a complaint to the agency appealing the citation, in which he called the investigation a simultaneous multi-school raid that included unnecessary and inappropriate child interviews, according to Fox News. I'm looking at a caretaker holding a kid. The kid's mask is barely on his upper lip. They don't wear masks. They're two. This is what two-year-olds do. So they think it's a gross abuse of power. It scares kids. It frightens them. And, do you guys really understand how kids work? And here's the other thing. You can tell a kid to put a mask on or cover their mouth when they cough. It's a one-time thing. Having a kid leave something on their face for 8 hours. Here we are 2 years into the pandemic, and people are telling me still that the kids don't wear them. They never did. They're around their neck. And you could say, you know, put the mask. I mean, a teacher doesn't want to discipline a kid for not wearing a mask. They want to discipline a kid if the kid is hurting another child, like, you know, stabbing them with a pencil. If the kid is not paying attention in class. If the kid isn't learning. The teacher's job is not to be law enforcement. The teacher's job is to try to teach these kids math, reading. You know, that's what we are training our teachers to do. Just like my staff. My staff are not trained, right, in military ops to try to get somebody bigger their size to show to pony up their vaccination cards. That's not what my staff is trained to do. They can't protect themselves. So I don't know what the answer is, but this is ridiculous. You know, do they really have to storm three schools? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.